And now joining us from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, is NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. And Lourdes, first of all, what do you know about the U.S. role in the fighting in Iraq this week?
Well, speaking to some of what Phil Itner spoke about, NPR has learned that the timing of this offensive really took the Americans by surprise. They've acknowledged privately that the Iraqi army has not fared well in the first round of fighting. The feeling is, according to U.S. military commanders, they cannot let the Iraqis fail at this point. So they're going to be upping their involvement. But they're waiting to see how it goes in the next few days and in the coming week to see how much more they're going to get involved, because they don't want to be seen as rescuing Iraqi forces. Today, the U.S. bombed Mehdi army targets in Basra and Baghdad as well. There were clashes in the Shiite slum and Mehdi army stronghold of Sadr City. In one incident, the Americans responded when Iraqi forces called for air support after receiving small arms fire there. The U.S. military has confirmed that at least one of their vehicles was hit by a roadside bomb in Sadr City. No U.S. casualties that we know of yet.
Now, in Baghdad, I gather, where there's a curfew, the Green Zone was repeatedly rocketed today.
Repeatedly. If you go to the U.S. Embassy, you'll see State Department personnel literally sleeping on cots next to their desks. If they go outside of the fortified structures, they are having to run from one of the so-called duck and cover bunkers to another. There have been more than 20 attacks on the Green Zone today alone. It's really scaring people there. People are extremely nervous. This has been going on for 4 days. And the aim of those firing these rockets and mortar rounds is getting better and better, we're hearing.
The Iraqi parliament was to hold an emergency session. What happened there?
Well, parties allied to the government didn't show up. The session was effectively canceled. The Sadr political bloc, they were there, and their tone was extremely defiant. Sadr has not ordered his followers to stop fighting yet, and it seems no one is seriously considering handing in their weapons. The Sadrists today called on Maliki to withdraw from Basra. They said that the Mehdi army fighters had no intention of handing in their weapons, despite the deadline. And that deadline has been extended to the 8th of April. And I think that date is no coincidence. That is the day that General Petraeus, the head of all U.S. forces in Iraq, and the U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker are supposed to give their assessment to Congress. So it'll be an important day in Iraq, and it will be an important day in the United States. Maliki has been under a great deal of pressure to show that the Iraqis can stand on their own two feet, and this seems to have been the result. Perhaps this offensive was intended to show that.
At last word, Muqtada al-Sadr supposedly had issued a ceasefire, told his militia to fight only if they're fired upon.
The issue here about the ceasefire is whether it really is a ceasefire at all. Muqtada al-Sadr has always been very clever about using leverage of this kind. He's always backed up his political force with the force of the Mehdi army on the street, and that seems to be happening now. He has not told his Mehdi army fighters to stand down, but yet he has not said either that the ceasefire is effectively over. So we really don't know what his position is. And meanwhile, of course, we're seeing fighting all over the country.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Baghdad, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.